The call was made by Joseph Mtizwa, founder and chief executive officer of Pathways Africa, when he appeared a few days ago before the United States Senate Foreign Relations Committee, chaired by outgoing Arizona Senator Jeff Flake. Mtizwa told the subcommittee on Africa and global health policy, discussing the political and economic situation in Zimbabwe following the country's July 30 harmonized elections, that the sanctions are impeding economic growth in the Southern African nation.
Number one hurdle is, of course, the sanctions. The sanctions are real. We hear talk that they are targeted sanctions, but the impact, the net impact of the sanctions on the economy of Zimbabwe is large. We are aware, of course, of the country risk, which is associated with the negative image that is painted as a result of sanctions. The risk premium in Zimbabwe today is anything between 20 and 25%.
He said most businesses are unable to access lines of credit due to the sanctions.
Sanctions actually have a very fundamental impact on our businesses, that we cannot access affordable lines of credit, that the country perception is very negative, that there are a lot of institutions who are risking out of Zimbabwe, correspondent banks, terminating relationships with Zimbabwean banks. So we see the impact of sanctions as being much wider.
But Senators Chris Coons, Cory Booker and Jeff Flake, together with Matthew Harrington, Deputy Assistant Secretary of the Bureau of African Affairs in the United States Department of State, said indications are that there is a lot of talk and leaky action on fundamental reforms being implemented by President Emmerson Mnangagwa's government. Coons added that President Emmerson Mnangagwa is talking a lot without taking the necessary action to make Zimbabwe a democratic nation.
I would like nothing more than to see the reforms in Zimbabwe that would support then our lifting all restraints and to see Zimbabwe back to being an open and healthy economy. There is very hard work to be done. I would welcome the kinds of changes in Zimbabwe that would support the removal of sanctions. I would be thrilled to see that. I think that is in everyone's interest. But a few good speeches and actual change in parliament, in the economy, in governance, there's a big gap there.
His sentiments were echoed by Senator Flake, who said Mnangagwa's government should drop charges against opposition leader Tendai Biti. Accused of urging opposition supporters to reject presidential election results if they were not won by the Movement for Democratic Alliance led by Nelson Chamisa.
It would be difficult to move forward with any type of relationship with Zimbabwe and move forward on the and progress on some of these issues while charges are still leveled against him, and he is not allowed to travel freely. His passport has been revoked, I believe.
Todd Moss, a senior fellow of the Center for Global Development, expressed similar sentiments, saying Mnangagwa's government is almost the same as that of former President Robert Mugabe, who was toppled in a military intervention last November.
Mugabe may be gone, yet the government is still largely the same old actors. The government says the country should move on, yet there has been no genuine attempt to deal with past atrocities. We've heard plenty of rhetoric on democracy, national reconciliation, and economic reform. And while we can point to a few token gestures, very little, if any, meaningful change has occurred.
Harrington, who represented the United States government in the Senate hearing, expressed concern over the slow pace of political and economic reforms in Zimbabwe.
We are seeing some positive changes on the tone and the rhetoric side. We're not seeing a whole lot of action. And I think we have a ways to go until we would be comfortable coming to the table and making the case for any kind of debt relief or new lending.
The U.S. and its allies imposed targeted sanctions on Mugabe and his inner circle over claims of vote rigging and human rights abuses. Reporting for VOA Zimbabwe Service, I am Kip Stube.